on and begin to save tomato seeds. I've got some Brandywine, let's say. That's an heirloom variety. They're ripe today. I'm going to pick those off, and I'm going to start some Brandywine for my garden next year from the seeds that I save by simply cutting my tomato in half, taking a paper towel and a spoon and scooping out all that gelatinous stuff in the middle with all my seeds, and just smearing that over my paper towel. I'll write down with a pen on that paper towel what variety it is, what date it was, and then I'll just let that air dry on my countertop. And after it's all dry, I'll just fold it up, put it in an envelope just as it is, and store it in a cool, dark place until next January, February, when I'm ready to look at them again.
Now, I think by and large, I do have heirloom varieties of tomatoes, but I've got several different types. Are they going to be cross-pollinated?
Well, you know, usually they're pretty okay, unless things are really jumbled up. Tomatoes tend to be self-pollinating, meaning they don't need anybody else to do their thing.
Okay.
And so usually you're going to be okay. For a home gardener, you're usually fine.
Oh, good. Okay.
So if you've got some heirlooms and you want to try it, go ahead and give it a shot, and chances are you're going to be successful at it.
Okay. Okay, good. Now, we did mention briefly garlic, but you've got a class coming up on garlic, yes?
We've got a class coming up this Saturday at Local from 10 to 11:30. Folks are signing up. It's going to be a great class, lots of really good information. And if you've planted garlic before and maybe you had some issues here and there, or you love garlic and you're thinking about putting in a crop for your own self in your backyard garden, this is a really great class to attend to find out some of that key information about what garlic needs when. And there's certain